Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of projectlifemastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome and let's begin.
Hey everyone, this is Stephan James from Project Life Mastery. And today I'm going to share with you four exchange traded funds that I personally like and invest in and hold over the long term that most people don't know about. Most people don't know about these ETFs I'm going to share with you because also they're high risk and they're high return. So I'm a little bit hesitant to share them with you because I first have to give you a disclaimer. These are volatile investments. You would not want to put all your money into them. I believe in them long-term. They're long-term plays for me, but I'd first recommend if you're brand new to investing or even more experienced to build your portfolio based on index funds like the Vanguard ones that I did another video sharing the seven best Vanguard index fund ETFs. That's a great staple. A lot of these ETFs are new and also are in sectors that are not quite established. They're new up and coming sectors that there's going to be a lot of road bumps in the short term, but over the long term, I really like them. And one of the reasons why I buy an ETF, which by the way, an ETF, an exchange traded fund, is buying one fund, one stock that owns many. And so you can buy an ETF that tracks an index like the S&P 500, the top 500 companies in the United States, you know, the biggest US economy, or you can buy an ETF that is just of a certain category, right? And one of the reasons why I buy an ETF is because I don't want to take the risk to pick one company. You know, if there's a new up and coming market, it's very difficult to be able to assess which company is going to make it and which ones aren't. It's very difficult to be able to evaluate a company that is a small cap company or a mid cap company. Large cap ones are a lot easier. But smaller companies are a little bit harder to assess and evaluate. And I don't personally like to invest in individual companies that are mid-cap, small-cap, or micro-cap unless it's through an ETF. And so I don't have that skill set or the confidence to do so. And so instead, I mitigate my risk by buying an ETF that owns many companies, but I'm essentially buying that index or buying that sector, that category. And so it's a great way to mitigate your risk. Now, when it comes to investing in these, for me personally, it's about 10 to 5% of my portfolio. I see it for what it is. I know that in the short term, might be a lot of ups and downs, might be a lot of volatility, but long term, I like them. And you know, you got to keep that in mind, knowing what your risk threshold and tolerance is. If you're someone that gets very emotional, if things go up, things go down, then I don't know if I'd recommend these to you. You have to do your own research, your own due diligence, based on what I'm going to share with you in this video. Now, with that being said, let's dive in. The first one is the Global X Autonomous and Electric Vehicles ETF. The ticker for this one is DRV. Now, it's no secret, electric vehicles have been a huge growing market. You know, even all the biggest car companies are transitioning to electric. Tesla has performed incredibly well. I've invested in them, done really well. Probably my top investment has been Tesla, primarily because of their growth and the lead, you know, how they're leading the way with electric vehicles. But Tesla now is more than an electric car company. They're so much more. They're like a tech company now. So I buy Tesla, and I like Tesla. I even get exposure to them through the S&P 500 now, through the index when they got added to it. But there's a lot of up-and-coming electric vehicle companies that I wanted to get exposure to because I believe in the market long-term, and especially with the Biden administration, you know, there's more of a clear path for these companies to grow. But I wasn't that confident to evaluate to know which ones that you know, are going to make it or not. You know, you hear the names and the news and media about NIO and, you know, this company and that company of, you know, EVs, and it's hard to know which one to pick, and there's a lot of volatility with that. So instead, I wanted to buy an ETF that can track, that can essentially track the index of this market. So this one here I found after doing some research. There's a few other ones as well. This one has some exposure to some large cap companies, which we'll get into in a minute, but also has more exposure to some of the EV companies in particular. Now, it's performed incredibly well because EV has been doing really well. Excuse me, it's been growing a lot. The net assets are $761 million, so not quite $1 billion. It's not as popular as the Vanguard products. The yield is, you know, pretty much non-existent at 0.27%. These are primarily growth companies. Expense ratio is higher. So you got to keep in mind, you know, I did another video, if you haven't watched it yet, on the Vanguard products. You know, they have very low expense ratios. But these ones are going to have, you know, more expenses, especially these funds. They're not quite as established as Vanguard. And there can be certain companies that come in and out a little bit more frequently compared to, you know, the S&P 500 or some of those other index funds. But nonetheless, if we come down here, here are the top holdings. So you get exposure to Tesla, Plug Power Inc., NIO, Qualcomm, which I also like for 5G as well. Apple's, you know, making a play now into, you know, the car industry. NVIDIA, Google, Microsoft. You know, those aren't car companies, but they're involved in the technology of autonomous vehicles and artificial intelligence. And so I think that's why some of those ones are included in this. But nonetheless, it's still great to get exposure to those. Pilbara Minerals. So even, you know, even there's like lithium and battery companies as well that you get exposure to. So it's not just electric vehicles. You're getting exposure to more than that. And Samsung, and there's many more. So if you look at the fund summary of this, the investment seeks to provide investment results that correspond generally to the price and yield performance before fees and expenses of the Solactive Autonomous and Electric Vehicles Index. The fund invests at least 80% of its total assets in the securities of the index. The index is designed to provide exposure to exchange-listed companies that are involved in the development of electric vehicles and or autonomous vehicles, including companies that produce electric hybrid vehicles, electric hybrid vehicle components and materials, autonomous driving technology, and network-connected services for transportation. It is non-diversified. So that's the one of the EV play that I like. Now, you could decide, you know, maybe it's a good fit for you or not. I don't know. You have to decide that. You might just want exposure to Tesla. But Tesla has been, you know, priced quite heavily. And, you know, people have been waiting for it to correct or dip a little bit to kind of get into it. But nonetheless, this is a good play, I think, over the long term that I'm confident in. Number two is North America's first Bitcoin ETF. It's the only Bitcoin ETF that for every dollar invested gives you $1 worth of Bitcoin. And this is the Purpose Bitcoin ETF. It is currently available on the Toronto Stock Exchange. It's not yet approved yet, and there's no ETF yet for Bitcoin in the United States. Has not been yet approved through the FEC. But with this one, you can buy it in Canadian currency or in US currency. And so the ticker for this one in US dollars is BTCC. -u.to. And so even if you don't live in Canada, you don't need to. You can, you know, with your stock brokerage account, it gives you the ability to be able to buy if you want. If you have US currency, you can buy this on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Now, depending on your brokerage account, you might have to get it approved based on permissions to be able to buy and trade outside of your country. For me, I use Interactive Brokers. It gives me the ability to, you know, buy in Canada, the US, Europe, different countries and different exchanges and marketplaces around the world. So that is something that you can enable. Now, with this one, I buy in the US currency, and I also buy Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency on Coinbase. So I do like to buy through exchanges, but often there's a lot of fees associated with that, and a lot of people are a little bit concerned with the risk of it. And, you know, cryptocurrency is stolen quite often, and there's a lot of crime that happens with it. And because it is anonymous, it's hard to track that. And so I'm more comfortable actually buying through my brokerage account and buying an ETF. And so I like to do a little bit of both, but I wanted to get exposure through my brokerage account as well. And so this is one that I've been buying. And Bitcoin, it's very volatile. It's a long-term play. Could crash, who knows, you know, just like it did back in 2018. You know, it's been on a hell of a run, and it's been more accepted, I'd say, and more institutional investors have been getting on board with it. Obviously, you know, Tesla buying $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin was a huge play. Elon Musk endorsing it. More and more people are going to endorse it and talk about it, but there's still a lot of speculation around it, you know, debate around the utility of it. It's still up in the air. And so I like it long-term. I'm bullish on it long-term. I've already shared my thoughts about Bitcoin in some previous videos on whether or not you should buy it. I think there's a place for everybody to buy and hold it, but a small percent of your portfolio, I always look at as my Vegas money. You know, if I win, great, that's awesome. But if I lose, I'm not that upset about it, because I knew there was a risk of losing it going into it. And so, for me, it's just another way to get exposure to Bitcoin, which I like. Now, it's a new fund. You're not going to find much information on it yet. I think it just passed, at the time of this video, over $500 million in assets. But it's also, I think, going to pave the way for something similar in the U.S. I'm not sure when that might be, but, you know, Canada right now approving this ETF is a big deal, and is a great way to get exposure to it. So that's number two. Number three is the Horizons Marijuana Life Sciences Index ETF. This is giving you exposure to the cannabis market. And so cannabis has been hit really hard during the pandemic and was very volatile even before the pandemic. There's a lot of hurdles that cannabis, which is an up-and-coming market and sector, has been going through. A lot of government regulation, but has been making progress. But a lot of these companies are new companies, up-and-coming companies, not quite established. Some of the management of them is a little bit questionable, and there's a lot of growing pains of what they're having to go through. But nonetheless, I'm bullish on cannabis long-term. It's been, you know, legalized in Canada, several states in the United States, parts of Europe, and I think that's only going to grow. And with the Biden administration, you know, cannabis has been getting more of an optimistic outlook because of, you know, Democrats being more bullish on things like this. And so I like it long term. I've been through a lot of ups and downs. I'm actually down on my portfolio with this ETF and some of the individual cannabis stocks that I own. But again, for me, they're a long-term play, and I understand the risk associated with them. So with this one, you're getting exposure to some of the biggest cannabis companies in Canada and within the United States. And so you can see the performance over the last year, which, you know, it's been making a little bit of a comeback. But if you really look over the last 5 years, you know, it's been a lot of volatility, a lot of up and down with it. The net assets of this one is $392 million. And I should mention, this is traded on the Toronto Stock Exchange, but you can buy it in U.S. currency or Canadian currency. And so the one that I'm showing you right here is the U.S. currency, U.S. dollars, HMMJ-U.TO. I believe the Canadian currency one is just without the dash U. And the same thing goes with the Bitcoin one that I shared with you as well. Now, if we come here, the yield is very attractive, 13%. Now, the reason why these companies, a lot of these companies pay a high dividend is not because they have healthy balance sheets. A lot of them are in debt, but they're trying to attract investors. That's one of the reasons why a lot of companies offer great yields. And so sometimes when you see a yield that's too high, you could be a little bit concerned on whether or not that company can survive. But nonetheless, it is a great yield that you get, and you're not taking as much of a risk owning individual cannabis companies. You're instead buying an ETF that owns many of them. You're diversifying a lot more. Expense ratio is, you know, quite high at 0.75%, but that's just what you're going to get for an ETF like this. Top holdings would be Canopy Growth, which is a Canadian company, the biggest one. 13% of the assets are in that. GW Pharmaceuticals, Cronos Group, Aphria. You know, Cronos, Aphria are some of the biggest ones. Tilray is one of the biggest ones. Aurora Cannabis is also one of the most popular and biggest ones. And Organigram Holdings also. So if you want exposure to cannabis, if you're bullish on it like I am long-term, this can be a great option for you. Understand there's going to be a lot of volatility in the short term. Understand too, you know, because you're getting great dividends, if you're on a drip, a dividend reinvestment plan, then, you know, the dividends can just buy you more, and that can help you, you know, accelerate that growth more over the long term as well. So this is one that I invest in and I like over the long term. So let's move on to number four. Number four is the Horizons Psychedelic Stock Index ETF. This is an ETF that's investing in companies that are involved in using psychedelic drugs. A lot of psychedelics have been getting approved and is being used and studied and researched for mental health. And I personally used psychedelics. You know, I've used things like MDMA, which, you know, have been, a lot more research has been done on and has been used in therapeutic settings for people with PTSD. So I think there's a great utility to psychedelics, and, you know, they kind of got banned and have like a negative stigma from back, I think, in the 60s and 70s, I think based on the Nixon administration. But now they've been making a huge comeback because more research has been coming out about them. You know, for me, I've used psychedelics like ayahuasca and experienced so many incredible benefits from these. And a lot of psychedelics, they don't have the addictive component that a lot of other drugs do because they don't elicit high dopamine responses. And so, you know, cocaine and heroin are very addictive because of the dopamine that you get from them. But MDMA and ayahuasca, and, you know, LSD and psilocybin mushrooms, more, you know, release serotonin, which doesn't give that addiction factor, but has a lot of great benefits to altering consciousness, to giving people a meta perspective, to look at things in a different way, and can be used in a lot of great therapeutic ways. So whether you agree with that or not, I don't know, but I'm bullish on psychedelic, and I really want to support the industry and research and these companies because I believe that this is going to be something that's part of the future. Now, this is a very big long-term play. This one here is actually on NEO, which is an exchange in Canada. And so I think with this one, it's only available in Canadian currency. It is new as well, brand new, only I think a few weeks old. And it was the first one that I bought it. It was like the only and first one that gives you exposure to psychedelics. Does own some US-based companies and Canadian ones though, but I believe that you need Canadian currency to buy it. Now, if we come down here, I mean, all the information is just not even established yet. It's not, you know, doesn't have a lot of assets or anything like that. So a lot of information here on Yahoo Finance you can't find. But it does own a few big pharmaceutical companies, I think like Johnson & Johnson and AbbVie and a few other ones, I think maybe Pfizer as well. So you are getting some exposure to bigger pharmaceutical companies that are involved in researching and approving certain you know, psychedelics for some therapeutic purposes. And then there's a lot of small cap companies that, and even micro cap companies that, you know, would be too risky, in my opinion, to invest in. One of them, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank has invested in, that is doing some really great work too. So again, volatile, yes, high risk, yes, but if you believe in the industry, long-term, great, can be a great investment for you. And for me, I believe it will pay off, and I feel good about investing in, you know, companies that are doing a lot of good in this world of psychedelics. So those are the four ETFs that I like and invest in over the long term. They're volatile, yes. They're high risk, yes. But I believe they're going to have a high return. So I wanted to share those with you guys, and let me know your thoughts. Let me know below in the comment section if any of these you'd consider investing in, why or why not. Or are there some other ETFs that you like that maybe I didn't share here, maybe most people don't know about them, but can be great opportunities for me to look into or for other people to look into as well? I'd love to hear your comments below. Sometimes a video like this could be more controversial because they're not as mainstream investments or as popular perhaps as some other ones. You know, Bitcoin, people debate about that, and you know, even cannabis and psychedelics, of course, as well. But I like them, so I'm just sharing them with you guys, and maybe some of you guys can benefit from them as well. Now, if you enjoyed this video, give it a thumbs up. Subscribe here on Project Life Mastery for more videos on investing, finance, self-development, business, entrepreneurship, and a lot more. I'm going to link below also to some other videos that I've done on how to get started investing in stocks, as well as how to open a stock brokerage account. So if you're brand new, you need some guidance, I've got some great content and videos that guide you step by step through that process. And so I want to make sure you guys can take advantage of that. Otherwise, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you in the next video. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.